Hello and welcome to Opposing View, fueled by Gatorade. I'm Tori Petri. Every week on this segment, we talk to a reporter who covers the opposing team, and this week that is the Cleveland Browns. So we are talking to ClevelandBrowns.com's Andrew Gribble. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Of course. So let's get into talking about this matchup coming up on Sunday. The Browns, so far winless this season, had a little bit of drama this past week on their bye week with that failed trade. Catch us up on where the Browns quarterback situation stands.
Well, moving forward, it's going to be DeShone Kizer, but I think Hugh Jackson has made a point clear that, you know, he's worried about winning games, and if the quarterback is going to turn the ball over, he's going to have probably a pretty short leash. So DeShone Kizer did a better job not turning the ball over against the Vikings last week, 2 weeks ago, with no interceptions. Didn't move the ball as well as maybe the Browns hoped to on offense, but that was a step in the right direction for him. So if he keeps doing that, he'll keep his job. But Kevin Hogan, Cody Kessler, they've seen the field so far this season, but ideally you would like to see DeShone ride this out the rest of the way, so you know what you have at that quarterback position going into the offseason.
Sure, and then Joe Thomas obviously out for the season with his injury. How much does the loss of him affect this team?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, just from both on the field, in the locker room, things like that. He's going to be around this team. He's going to travel with them the rest of the season, be there for them. But, you know, not only is he the biggest leader on this team, kind of the biggest figure on this team, but he was still playing at an incredibly high level. And I think that he was positioned to make his 11th straight Pro Bowl. And he's something that really you didn't even have to think about with the Browns offense. You just had that left side under control. Now you kind of have to plot and scheme and work and try to take away those pass rushers on the other side of the field. The Browns did a pretty good job with that last week against the Vikings. Spencer Drango held his own, only gave up a sack at the end there, but it was clear they had to adjust the offense, get the ball out quicker, and that's just going to be something they have to do for the rest of the season, because as hard as Spencer Drango is playing out there, he's maybe not your prototypical left tackle, so you got to help him out as much as you can and adjust the offense accordingly.
So on a positive note, who is playing well for the Browns right now? Who do the Lions need to look out for?
Well, I think on offense, the biggest playmaker has been Duke Johnson. I think he has really kind of come into his own in his third season. Kind of that perfect running back you have that can catch passes and really provide a change of pace out of the backfield. I think tight end David Njoku is someone to watch out for in the second half of the season. He's really come along and is a threat inside the red zone. Defensively, I think you look at a player like Jason McCourty, a veteran defensive back, has led this team with 5 takeaways, including 3 interceptions. He's missed the past 2 games. They've missed him a lot. But he's set to make his return this weekend in Detroit. So the Browns defense was missing a lot of starters against Minnesota, but almost all of those guys should be back after this bye week.
What do you think the Browns need to do to get their first win of the season?
Well, I think they did it. They did it a couple weeks ago against Minnesota, and they need to come out fast because this team has really just never held leads very much this season, and it's such a small victory. But they had a lead on Minnesota for most of the first half. And into the third quarter, and it made them feel like they were in the game, and then they ultimately ran out of gas. So playing from behind is not in this team's skill set, so they need to get out to an early lead and simply not turn the ball over. This is a team that has a lot more talent than they did last year when they went 1-15, but they're just making a lot more mistakes, like those turnovers and penalties that have derailed them at the end of games.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for your insight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Andrew Gribble from ClevelandBrowns.com. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petri.